Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Welcome to the BFM studio, Henry from Neptuno.
Hey guys.
What the heck is Neptuno? First question out the gate.
Neptuno is a combination of visual art and then large scale sculpture art and then underground house music.
Sick.
Yeah. So we're having our debut at Hopetown Alpha this Saturday. So basically combining all the things that I love in my life into one event.
A party perfect. With some techno and artwork. Techno or house music?
House music, mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically a dance party, mm-hmm. But, you know, we're going to have projection mappers there. We're going to have our large-scale sculpture art from a public art company that me and my business partner own. So we basically tour large-scale sculpture art. Our core art is from a couple that we met at Burning Man. We're just spreading the love from the crazy event that we go to every year in the desert.
We've discovered off air that you've been based in Miami.
Yeah. So I lived off and on in Miami for a few years and then spent a lot of time in Ibiza and the kind of little hubs of underground culture around the world. I moved back to New Zealand about 4 years ago, started parties at a restaurant that I have down in Hawke's Bay called Black Barn Bistro. And yeah, this Neptuno is kind of a evolution of that, really. Bring it to Auckland.
Is there sort of a bit of an appetite for house music down the Hawke's Bay?
It's definitely a culture I had to build. Traditionally, down there, and I think in most regions in New Zealand, it's pretty drum and bass centric.
Yeah.
Oh, we love it, don't we?
No, drum and bass is definitely having a bit of a birthday party at the moment. I think it's come back to the fore. I think it's always been there in New Zealand, but I think of late.
It's kind of like
DMB, huh?
It's doing like a bit of a Godzilla slumbering thing, and then it's just emerged in Christchurch.
Yeah.
And it's worked its way kind of back on up.
How's the house music scene at the moment? The underground house?
It was powerful back in the Deep Hard and Funky days. I feel like that was a house music scene.
Yeah. Well, I actually was first exposed to house music at good old Coast Bar back in the early 2000s.
That was a good spot. Hey, up in that building.
With the fish
tanks. That was glamorous. That was actually Miami as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, it's still there. I mean, is there a bar in there? I don't know.
P.S. We're out of bed. So do you want to just bleed in the track and I'll just bubble it up underneath us?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we're sort of underway here. We're going to have a bit of a liquid mix bubbling away for this Henry, What's Cooking.
Henry from Neptuno, just giving us a bit of a taster ahead of your event at the Hopetown Alpha this Saturday.
Oh, Coast Bar,
yes,
man.
This Saturday. Tickets on Eventbrite.
Mm-hmm.
They're selling pretty quickly. Like everywhere in Auckland, all the tickets start selling the 3 days, 4 days leading up to it. So, but we had a really good response when we launched it. So we sold almost half the tickets in within like a couple of weeks.
I feel like a lot of people still haven't experienced Hopetown Alpha. It's just like such a brilliant spot.
Yeah, it feels so good.
It's great that they've kind of opened the doors up and just doing some rad shit in there. It's good, man.
Yeah. We're actually doing the last, this Saturday's the last event. The landlord said they're not doing an event for about a year.
Far out.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
fuck. Okay.
You got to get in.
Shit, okay. That's just got real, man. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Shall we give this tune a bit of a push?
Yeah.
And we will come back and have a chat. And this is just, we're kind of setting the tone for the evening, right?
Absolutely. This is a style of music we're going to be playing at Neptuno on Saturday.
Give us a text on 5395. Let us know your vibes.
We'll be here. We'll be right back.
Neptuno in the building.
Tell us more about this party. How do you curate the music for it?
Hey, wait, you used to say party. And that you kind of
party,
changed.
Party.
Yeah, that's better. A little bit more party. Kiwi, if you don't mind.
Party!
I've kind of taken inspiration from party brands in Europe and the States, where the party will have like a music ambassador or flagship DJ, and the sound that we are creating is based around that DJ's sound.
It's a good way to get the vibe across for people that know.
Yeah, it's consistent, right? So you know when you're showing up to a Neptuno party that it's going to be that sound. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not hating on other genres, but, you know, if I'm going to...
If you can be specific, you might as well be.
Exactly. If you're going to a hard techno party, you want to know you're going to a hard techno party. Yep. If you're going to an underground house music party, you know, that's what we're doing. Mm. So, we've our music ambassador is Jesper Chanfors from he's a resident down in Wellington at 121.
Right.
Yeah, so he's a young guy and he's coming up and he's producing incredible tracks which are getting a lot of airtime from DJs from like Europe and Eastern Europe and South America are starting to play his tracks. So yeah, he curates the sound and then books the DJs that have that similar sound.
It's interesting the phenomenon of New Zealand DJs getting, you know, almost more recognition overseas than Europe and
well, we're just a tiny
like
little island, eh? I appreciate the specificness, you know? Like, I feel like New Zealanders kind of get cheapskated a little bit and heaps of genres get lumped in together with events. So I appreciate the specificness of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. So I guess it's just a population thing, right?
Yeah, totally.
The bigger the population, the more strong the little sub-genres and subcultures are, which is like something I experienced when I was living in Miami and spending time in Europe. And, you know, there's some amazing parties that happen in New Zealand, but they are multi-genre, so we're kind of just like trying to stick to that one sound.
The nook.
Yeah.
Stay in the nook.
Do you think the Americans throw a better party than Kiwis?
Oh.
I think the word you're looking for is different. Are you talking about election parties, John? Because
yeah.
Fuck that.
Oh. Recreational party lifestyle. They know how to throw a good party and they know how to put on a good vibe. I know that the States can be a shit show in certain places, but if you stick to the coast, there's some good
oh,
people.
Oh, don't get me wrong, it's
parties.
Massive. It's yeah. A big place.
Yeah, I don't know how many underground house music parties are happening in Texas, but
definitely be happening underground.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think definitely places like New York and...
Oh, New York is fantastic.
I mean, we have to remember that house music came from America, came from Chicago, came from Detroit and New York. So there's been core scenes there that have been there since, you know, the late 80s.
It's so weird when I think about America and New York, I feel like two different places. Like, New York is a very worldly city, in a sense.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Should I drift this back up?
I'm curious as to how the building is going to be set up on the night, the Hopetown Alpha, where this party is happening.
Oh,
on
you're
Saturday.
Just going to have like massive sort of contraptions with heaps of weird lighting
is
going on for people to buzz out
space?
On?
There's a big D floor.
What are you building there?
I got
a bouncy castle?
I got to mix this track.
This is Brent Bjork, and you're listening to 95 BFM.
Henry in the house from Neptuno selecting some tracks just to give you a little taster of Neptuno, which is happening on Saturday night down at the Hopetown Alpha, the last gig there for a long time because there's some construction going on in that area, I do believe.
Jeez, I love how BFM can just sweet your way into a situation, and I love what's cooking for this, actually. It's good. It's good. This is like our favourite time of the week because somebody can come in and sort of take the reins and just wax a vibe, you know?
Happy to do it, guys.
Now, you were telling us some pretty important stats about early arrivals for the Neptuno party on Saturday night.
Yeah. So, obviously, ambitious start time, but, you know, taking influence from European cultures of there's no, you know, set time that you
time is
you
irrelevant.
Can, you can you want to rave, you know. Yeah, so yeah, we open the doors at 3 o'clock and we're basically
in the afternoon.
Yeah, three in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Not 3 a.m.
Right.
Just to confirm
yeah.
that, guys.
Yeah.
Let's just at 1500.
1500. Yeah. So basically, the first 25 people that arrive get a $35 food and beverage package when they arrive. So a little bit of an incentive, and there's also going to be some performance art happening probably around 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. Some kind of there's going to be some contortion. There's going to be some.
I was thinking maybe dance, some kind of dancing thing. Is it?
Maybe some chair stacking as well.
Yeah, okay.
You just have to see.
Using the space while you've got it.
Yeah. We're just trying to pack as much shit in as possible.
I can dig it, man. That's fucking great.
Food trucks.
Yeah. So we've got Wise Boys. Mm. They're going to be
good food.
Yeah. Mm. Amazing. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Nice one. So what time does the music and whatnot kick off? And do you sort of have a You've obviously got a lineup, but how does that look?
Yeah, so the lineup. So obviously our music ambassador, Jasper, he's playing the last set, and then we've got Herman Size, Sam Lovely, and Bon Tempo. So yeah, we've got four DJs, and they're all playing two-hour sets. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important for DJs to have that chunk of time to just like get properly into their groove.
Mm-hmm. What is the right time? Like what? How does it work?
Yeah.
I mean, 2 hours is a grunty situation.
Yeah, 2 hours is good. Two hours is good. I think anything shorter than that kind of just feels rushed. And
yeah. Actually, we notice. We have to play ads and some playlist songs, but like half an hour before you even get into like a really strong rhythm. You know what I mean? It kind of can take that long.
Yeah.
You
gotta
absolutely.
Set the tone.
Absolutely.
So we've got another mix coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Just relax. Think about what you're going to do on Saturday night.
Neptuno.
Don't do the sexy whisper. I feel like that's my area.
What?
Shut up. And you're back in the room.
Very nice. I think we actually just got a number from Jesper. How do I do this TG type name?
Charnfors. It's fucking Swedish. Yeah.
Ooh, oh, I do like the I should have seen the dots above the A.
Yeah, yeah, bit of Euro vibe.
There you go.
Henry from Neptuno in the studio here at BFM playing.
I'm sweaty. I can smell myself. I've got like a dank smell and it's more than normal.
I tell you what. I'm getting a party this Sunday. I hope Dan Alpha, you just sold us. You sold this event to us, mate. So kicking off in the afternoon, where the heck do people get tickets if they want to head along? Because this is a full experience. This is not just music and dancing. This is art installation.
It's a curated party, John, and the tickets are available at Eventbrite. So head along there, and it looks like there's a 25 to 39 range. That's probably like early to late bird type situations.
Yeah. General sales 39.
Right.
And yeah, it's not just music. We're trying to touch on all the senses.
Mm.
So yeah, we've got large scale sculpture art. We've got projection mapping. We've actually got live art as well from a artist down from Hawke's Bay.
Caricature.
Dali Susanto. He's really interesting guy. So he's going to be doing body painting and also live art.
Does he have any no-go zones, or is he pretty?
I mean, that's up to the, you know, it's up to consent, right?
Mint.
Hope Town Alpha. This is actually the last event in Hope Town Alpha for Yonks.
Water-based paint is what I'm getting at. Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. No,
yeah,
it's a Sharpie. So. It's just one. It's just got one Sharpie, and it's gonna.
Can
be...
I get? Can I please get bum fights tattooed on my forehead? Thank you.
I don't think he's gonna do that.
Rad.
All right. Well, you've certainly set the tone, people. If you are listening out there, and you're itching for something to do, get out Saturday night, Hope Town Alpha, Neptuno. Tickets from Eventbrite. It's all there for you to just grab. You know,
last party at the Hope Town for a long time. Oh, fucking thanks so much for coming up, man. It's been brilliant.
Do we miss anything? Is there anything else you want to check in there?
I think we've covered all bases. Thanks so much for having me, guys. Nice, I had a lot of fun, and yeah, I'm definitely ready to party now.
Mm-hmm.
See you on Saturday.
Peace.
Chads it is.
Ding. That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.